Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Does anyone have any thoughts on how to get their cable bill lowered?
Get rid of it?
That's what I did.
Well, what do you do then?
Yeah. That fire stick thingy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I like watching the local channels.
Yes.
I want to watch football when I want to watch football. I don't want the NFL. I don't want to pay for that.
Right.
My bill was $250. $250. I barely watch television.
It should be like in, according to how much you watch television, like it should be based on that.
Yes.
Oh, like a meter, that type of thing. Yeah. You barely watch, then
I have the best internet package you could get because I need high speed for whatever.
Right.
I don't always need it, but when I need it, I need it.
Yeah.
So I have that. And then I have phone line, which is stupid, but,
I have a phone
every
also.
Now and then we do an interview from the house,
so
I need that.
Yeah.
And then I got the least amount of channels you could have.
Right.
$250. So I call them, and typically they blink when you're on the phone with them. They're like, I'm thinking of, I got them down to like $229, but they're going to lower everything. Less channels, less internet. I'm like, what the fuck? For $20?
Right.
You can buy an antenna now that you can just get the local channels if that's all that you want.
Are they even on broadcast television?
What do you mean? Like the local channels. You can get
I don't think they're broadcast anymore.
No, I have one. You can get that.
Really?
Yeah.
What's an antenna?
Yeah, but then I still need a phone and I still need internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could pay for those things without paying for cable.
Yeah. Like an a la carte type of thing. I want this, this, and this.
Right.
Hold the broccoli. I don't want that.
Am I the only one in the state paying $250? Like, have they figured out they can screw me?
Yeah, mine's someone's like around.
Am I gonna find out everyone's paying like $40?
No, I'm like $189, $190. Someone's around $195. Someone's around.
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah,
we pay $60 total for our streaming services, and that's it. We don't have cable anymore.
Huh.
Yeah, tapping somebody else's line.
Okay, and you don't have a phone line.
No, we don't have a phone line.
$60 for streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe in having a phone line anyway.
I don't need a phone line other than to do interviews. Well, I'll never talk on a landline.
Mine comes in handy. Well, I talk to mom on the landline, so I call every night at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Plus, also, my landline helps me find my cell phone when I can't find it. I just call it. Where the hell is it?
Yeah, I guess you do need that.
Yeah.
No, I need it for interviews.
Yes. Yeah, it's very important you have that.
I don't want to flip over to my phone company. They can also provide me cable service, but it's through a phone line.
Yeah.
So I like the internet to be over a cable line.
Yeah.
Oh, I know nothing when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, same.
I just know I don't want to pay that much money.
Right. Can you get it legally?
Yeah. Is there a box I could buy?
Right. We'll meet you by
back
the station.
Back in the day, you used to be able to buy like a box
and
get like free cable.
Meet some guy in a parking lot. Here you go.
Alan on the road.
Yeah, I have an antenna. I got about 40 stations.
Really?
That includes like Ion and a number of others. There's a Western station. That's just off the antenna.
How much was the antenna?
You can get a nice one, a really nice one that's, about $100, $110.
Okay.
You can go less than that, but I live up in Coventry, and I got that many stations down in New Haven.
Do you have to keep paying a monthly fee?
No, that's just the antenna.
You buy it,
that's
and
just
you're
the
done.
Antenna.
Set and forget it.
Right, and then,
I'm seeing wheels turning.
You can get
Sling for $40.
You can get what for 40?
And get ESPN.
What?
Like Sling and get ESPN and a number of other stations. You stream that with the internet.
I need a tech person.
Yeah.
All right, so $110 for the antenna, then my cable bill goes away.
Nice.
But
right.
I get the local channels. I won't get the news the network news channels.
There are some news channels on there. There's a couple of them.
Like the big
ones. When there's big world happenings, I want to be able to turn that on.
Yeah, I don't want.
That's actually. They actually give you better news than the local channels. They actually say things. But,
they say things.
To an extent, no.
I like that.
All right. So get the antenna.
Get an antenna.
Phil, you get news
get
channels
antenna,
on? You don't get any of the network. You don't get Fox or CNN or any of that.
The local,
I have
channels.
Fox. I have I don't CNN. I don't get the news ones like that, but I got Fox, CBS, NBC, and ABC.
Yeah, you don't want CNN anyway. So
the local affiliates, though. Yeah. I don't really try to use it until there's a football game on, because like, I got so tired of like, hey, we have the CBS app, but if you want to watch football, you need the CBS Sports app. I'm like, get out of here.
Right,
so we stopped downloading so many, and we just got this antenna. So now if like the Giants are on, you don't want to go to the streaming service because like, hey, it might just be randomly Panthers and Saints. And like, I don't want to watch that game. I want to watch the Giants play. So having the local affiliate there available is a really good option.
All right, so this antenna cell
phone. That will go right through the antenna.
Nice. Yes. All right, so then I could get rid of the cable.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice.
The internet, I still have to go through them for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll lie to you. They'll be like, oh, well, if you get rid of this, you know, it's like $50 a month.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to go to, you know, X competitor, and they're telling me that it's $20. They're like, well, hold on, before you do that, and now all of a sudden, now you can bundle the phone line with the cable.
All right, I need to work this like I'm working on a project.
Not the cable, the internet.
Right.
Get talk to people. To get multiple prices.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you'd be surprised how many stations you get off the antenna.
Where do I put the antenna? Do I have to put it on my roof?
No, you keep it in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can keep it in the house. You can put it in your attic. There's also a box that you can
connect. Does a wire need to go from the TV to the antenna?
It's got to plug into the back of the TV.
Oh.
Well, and that's what I'm getting to. There
one
is
thing.
A, there is a...
Wah, wah, wah. Go ahead.
There is a box that you can get, that, and it will DVR and Bluetooth to your TV.
Okay, that's what I need. Because there's no way. Because mine is up on a wall.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. That's right.
There's another box. I forget what the name, what that is, but there is. You'd have to find it. You can DVR and then Bluetooth from that box to all your TVs.
I need a person.
That's some box.
We should have a segment when someone runs into a problem like this.
Yes.
Problem solvers. Just this one call and bill. I'm all like, right. Oh, an antenna.
All right, here's the next problem. I need money.
Tina from Brantford.
Hello.
Hi.
So I've been fighting with Comcast for...
Let's not use names.
Yes. Months.
Right. Fighting with someplace.
No names.
No names.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my bill went up $30 in 1 month, and then it went up $20 last month, so I'm now paying $274.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. It is a crisis for me. My husband needs his sports, so I'm trying to figure it out. But I've been on the line with them on multiple occasions. If I want to drop the phone line and just keep the cable and the internet, it'll cost me more.
Mm. Right. They call it bundled. Well, it's bundled, so you get the deal.
Yeah, major bundle.
And I have the best deal for a bundle. I said, well, when I first signed on, it was $148, and now it's $274.
I wonder if we could talk to the attorney general about this. Something's going on here.
Just go give it to your husband.
Something's going on.
Just go to the husband.
There is that.
I would like. I don't hardly ever watch TV. I have some streaming, like free streaming. But yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't ever use a house phone. Then they wanted to port my house phone number to my telephone. I mean, my cell phone, just to keep the bundle. But now I got all the spam phone calls that come to my house.
Joy. Right. Some bundle I got there.
Well, that's the, they tried to do that to me. They said, well, you know, your cell phones are with another, may I ask what you're paying for them? I'm like, no.
You can't ask. No.
No.
None of your business.
You're not getting that because my calls are good. I typically can take a call anywhere except a car wash.
They try to pivot the point all the time.
Yeah. Right. They're trying to get this. No, I don't want you to touch that.
Just tell me.
My cell phone's fine.
Excuse me. I didn't call you to talk about my cell phone.
I called you
to talk about my cable.
Just say I'm a dealer. I have a track phone.
Do you have a solution or not? Because if you don't, I want to talk to somebody who does.
Yeah.
You just got to like say that 100 times.
Specialist.
Oh, what's that?
So they send you to a retention specialist.
Retention specialist.
A retention specialist.
Yeah, I'm trying not to retent anything.
This antenna thing sounds good. You know, Gary McNamara, our good friend.
Yes.
He said he was paying $320 a month for cable.
Wow.
And
another crime he's solving here.
But here's the thing. He's a Jets fan. So, he was paying that to watch them lose.
Exactly, right? They owe you money.
He went to YouTube for $70.
Uh-huh. Well, you can watch Lewis for cheaper now.
No, but isn't that something?
Yeah, I guess. YouTube.
That's what I think we're going to do. We're going to switch over.
Go YouTube.
I'm done.
Yeah, I need someone to come over and just do all that.
Right.
And then... Me too. Then I'm like, all right, good. Just tell me which remote to use.
Yeah, what button I got to push?
What do I got to push to get this? What do I got to push to get that?
Exactly right. Can you just like put an arrow next to it?
Oh, all right. Tina and Branford, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you.
That's exactly how I feel. It's
Bon voyage.
I don't know if any of this is going to be helpful.
No, but everyone knows. Everyone knows it's going to be, you got to fight tooth and nail, and at the end of the day, it's like $30 better a month, and then in 6 months it goes right back to
where it was.
It's like, what's the point then? We couldn't do the fight anymore. I just got to get rid of it.
Yeah. Got to fight for your right to cable.
No, that's exactly what happens too. They'll lower it and then they sneak it up.
And everyone knows it's going to happen, and nothing changes.
Right.
It just keeps going.
There's no way I should be paying $250 for the amount of stuff I get and use.
Right.
That's the thing, though, like, and that's part of the problem with cable is like you can't just say these are the only channels that I care about. These 17 channels. Just give me what's the price for just those 17 channels?
Well, I had to go through that with him.
Right.
I had to tell him every channel I watch, you know.
I'm thinking there's a parody song here. Fight for your right to cable.
Yeah. Mike in New Haven.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. So I like this antenna idea.
Yes.
I got to figure out internet and phone line.
That old thing.
Cable is crazy because I got the business and the home is, they're trying to say it was two different charges. So it was $450 a month for the business and then with the home. Right now, my wife talked to them and it's $350 a month. They knocked off $100, but we got like 6 months left on the contract, and my guys that work for me got Metro PCS phones, and they got
the
wire for $49. And damn, do whatever you want.
Where are they putting that cable exactly?
Yeah, it's crazy, and every time like something's wrong with it on their end, it takes forever. But the minute that something's wrong on your end, they're at your house.
Oh, big time.
They're calling you from different numbers. And you know what? All our charges are for them guys that are sitting in the trucks at the poles doing nothing, drinking coffee, and four of them at a time sitting at a pole doing nothing. It's a cable wire. It's not a utility wire where you need them kind of guys.
Oh, yeah, they shut down my entire street because the guys turned the cable up.
You know,
yeah, every morning I wake up early and
a lot of times those guys... you know, they're waiting on someone to connect something somewhere else so they could get up and run their test.
Right.
And
no, my cousin works for them. I'm not going to say what company, and he tells me it's a waiting game.
What do you mean?
It's a waiting game. They can't do nothing until the command tells them to go do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They got to sit there and wait so much.
Well, this is what I don't want to get involved in.
I hate gaining weight.
Yeah, well, that involves our pockets because we're the ones that are paying for it.
No, but I just want my cable bill to be less. I don't want to go around getting guys to climb poles.
Right. No.
Well, just go to one of them places where you got a cell phone and get the wireless box, and then you can do whatever you want. I'm watching movies that are in the movie theater.
Wow.
On my phone.
What?
Either in the truck, home.
Nice.
Can you email me?
It doesn't cost you nothing. It's free.
Email me this information, please.
You know what? If I could have gave you my phone number, I would tell you to give me your information, and I'll email you. I'll have my wife email you everything. Right, I'm on the highway driving to Amstead to a job right now. And,
all right, hold on. Phil will get your number.
Yeah, don't move.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So frustrating.
Yeah. That's a car payment, practically.
$250.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Not a nice car.
But here's the thing. I don't really watch TV during the week, but when I do watch TV, I just want to...
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch Max. I'll watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Or rent something on Amazon. So I'm paying to freaking watch that.
Yeah.
So I very rarely watch TV, but I want them. I just want them there.
Yeah.
I just want to know they're there.
Yeah.
That's a, if there's news, if there's something.
In case I got
to
turn you
on. I just want to have it there, and I'm paying a lot to just, I want that there.
Yep.
Yeah. And now the phone company had my, I did the phone line with them, and then there was a big buzz in the line.
Okay.
It turns out some antiquated system up in the box up the street.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, well, now I got to have my phone line on the cable.
Yeah.
Because the phone company
can't
doesn't
want to
fix the thing on the end, so I can't have a buzz in the phone line if I'm interviewing someone.
Exactly.
It's going to run on the radio station.
Let's say that you're riding a giant fly, you know.
I know what you're thinking if you're tuning in. Is there any real news today? No.
I mean, not really.
No. This is news.
Right. I'm sure it's affecting all of you, okay? Yeah, if not, it's going to get
We're all suffering day. With this.
That's right.
Ruth, what do you pay for cable?
Mine's up there, too. It's like 180 something.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing, bundle, and then you call and you're like, well, I only want the internet. I don't, you know, and basic cable and not this. And then they say, well, yeah, that'll be maybe $10 less. So it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
So I get the runaround, and then you just end up paying it.
So do you have a phone line at your house?
I think that the bundle has a phone line, but we don't even use it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just cheaper that way. So
I wouldn't use mine. I use it a few times a year for interviews.
Well, Chili Head on X says try YouTube TV, all the local channels included, live TV plus 100 plus channels.
How much?
He does not say. He says try it.
You know, You'll I feel it. Like, all right, I'm going to do that. And then what's going to happen is
they're going to jack it up.
They're going to jack it up.
Yep.
They get us.
Yeah.
Like, come on in. Yeah. It's free.
Yes, please come.
And all of a sudden, we're all in the room, and it's like
the door closes.
Lock the door.
It's now like, you can't leave.
Now you can't leave. Exactly right. Exactly right, AJ.
Yep.
Ken in Oxford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning you.
I'm going to move on from this in a second, just so you know. But
yeah.
All right, we'll do a quick Listen, for years I went back and forth. Every 2 years I'd go from Frontier to Comcast to get the, you know, the new starter rate.
Let's try not to use names.
Yeah.
But you went from one to the other.
Right.
Correct. And then, I was only paying like $160, you know, for the past 10 years. Finally, I cut the cord. I got rid of the landline. And then I went and got a Fire Stick. The Fire Stick is the way to go. You could download tons of apps. Plus, what I did was my mother, who lives in Derby, she's elderly. So I tried to adjust her Comcast bill. I'm sorry. I tried to adjust her bill.
Right.
So I called the company, and they adjusted it for her. They gave her great discounts. But because I called and did that, I am now in charge of her bill. Not her bill, but her account. So my mother pays the bill, but I was able to download the Xfinity Stream app.
What they do to us. I don't have time for this.
Right.
Yeah.
This is it.
The Xfinity
this is how they get us.
And now I don't pay. So now I'm only paying $55 a month for all my services, which I can't complain because I get the NFL. I get NFL Network. I get everything.
You pay $55 for all the channels.
$55.
Plus a phone line?
No phone line. I got rid of it.
Okay. Internet?
Internet, I pay internet through a company. I pay $44 a month.
So it's you're paying close to $100 for internet and all the channels.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to try to beat the system. It works.
I want to. It's just hard. They've made it hard.
My friend had Fire Stick, but he took some antibiotics and got rid of it.
It's not that Fire Stick.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of painful.
No, I've got Roku on a couple of TVs in the house just because I don't want to pay extra for the boxes.
Yeah.
And it's great, but you got to tie that into your internet box.
Yeah.
Got to recognize.
And now you got to be careful with the apps because if you share to screens, they jack up the price on you too.
Ugh.
Right? So if you're going to try to do it on your phone or your laptop and then you have two or three different TVs in the house, that's five already.
I have to tell you, cable companies are like the government. There's a whole building full of people. All they do is figure out how can we get these people.
The counseling wringing their hands like, ooh.
Right.
What do we
and
do?
They know we're all busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of solving the problem.
Right. And the more complicated they make it on the phone.
Yeah. Yep.
The more we're just like, you know what? Screw it. That's what they did to me. They wore me down on the phone. I was like, I have 80,000 things I need to do for tomorrow's show. I've been on the phone with you for an hour. I've moved the needle $20, and I'm going to lose more than $20 worth of stuff. I'm off the phone. Keep my bill the same.
They said, thank you.
They're like, well, job done. Checkbox.
That worked.
High fives. It works.
High fives. It
works.
It
works.
High five.
It works.
Yep.
All right. So the antenna sounds like I can, the antenna or YouTube?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
YouTube TV.
But I'm going to need internet and I'm going to need, I need a person. I need a person who does this.
Yes.
You know?
A smart person.
Just walk in.
Pronto.
Do stuff.
Right.
Hand me a remote.
Right. What do I touch?
Say, here you go.
Right. Press this button.
Bill's
going to
come in the mail.
Right.
Like that's what I need.
Yep. Or illegally.
Renee and Branford.
What's up, Chaz and AJ?
Hey, good morning,
not sure
Renee.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yo, listen, I have not had cable for years. I have three televisions. They're all Roku smart TVs. One of them is just a Roku stick. I pay for my internet, and I have all the TV I want for $40 a month.
No, but don't the Roku sticks have to tie into an internet somewhere?
No, you already have internet in your home, so yeah.
Okay, so I'm paying internet, then paying Roku.
That's $40 for the internet, right?
And I have more TV than I can ever watch.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds like fantasy land.
Wow.
And I've been doing it for years. I don't know why everybody doesn't do it.
Because you didn't tell us till now. Thank you.
Well, where was the memo, Renee?
Yeah, come on.
Well, sorry, I didn't send a memo to PLR, guys.
I thought we were friends, man.
Yeah. What the hell? Thanks.
I never said that, AJ.
You have a turkey in
That's
your car?
That's a hell of a laugh in the background.
All right, Renee. We got to go.
Thanks,
Thank
Renee.
A woman seen pulling her pants down on a Frontier Airlines flight last year now faces federal charges, according to court records. That woman, identified as Dulce Huertas, 60, was caught on camera flashing passengers during a flight from Orlando to Philadelphia in November. In an affidavit filed on Tuesday, an FBI agent said that Huertas had been served two alcoholic drinks during the flight. She got out of her seat just before the flight landed, said, I have to pee.
Okay.
The affidavit states that a flight attendant told Huertas that she needed to be seated, prompting Huertas to begin yelling and cursing at the attendant before sitting back down. Agent said that after the plane landed and was taxied to the gate, Huertas began cursing at passengers around her, and security was calling for help.
Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
Pulls her pants down. Squats right in the aisle.
Oh. Listen to the reaction. This is like, if you pull your pants down, this is not what you want to hear.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Listen to this. That's like someone just cut someone's head off. Like,
there's not one person on the plane who was happy about that.
Yeah. No. That's the thing.
You get used to that noise after a while.
That's why you just get used to it.
You kind of want to hear, yeah!
But, woo!
Yeah. Now, here's a detail that I do feel is important, Chaz, is this flight was Orlando to Philadelphia. So you can imagine the people who were on this flight.
Yep.
It's a lot of families. It's a lot of young kids.
Right.
I don't give a f-
That's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got kids. She doesn't give an F.
Right. She's got a pee.
So now she's fighting with the whole plane. Now the entire plane is after her, and she's not backing down. She's taking on everybody.
Yeah, we saw so much Frontier.
Yeah.
We saw rear tier.
There's no one with a taser coming. There's no one with, like, those zip-tie handcuffs coming.
Oh,
like, she's just going to rain terror on this plane for the next 3 minutes.
When the pants came down, we're not going to hear It's a Small World.
No.
Being sung by passengers.
No. So we've got Splash Mountain.
This poor little woman.
It's total chaos. Total chaos.
And they're just trying to deboard the plane now. Like, they're trying to get it. And now nobody wants to get up. Now nobody wants to, like, go into the aisle.
Right.
Like, she's claimed it. I think so.
Yeah, I think she peed.
She
pulled her pants
down
and peed.
So now you got to walk around the puddle.
Which, you know, if you've been on a plane, that aisle's not very wide. There's not a lot of room to go around.
We need newspaper over here.
I got it for me. No, she stayed with me the whole flight. The whole flight, she stayed with me.
So now she's trying to talk to the flight attendant again, like, hey, just let me go to the bathroom, which they won't. And they tell you, they warn you. Like, once we start going down,
it's done.
Yeah.
Once we begin the descent, it's over. You're not going to the bathroom until you get off the plane.
Yep.
That's it.
Plan properly.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have to go that bad, that means you knew 20 minutes ago you had to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forces that you have to.
This is what's impressive. She's arguing with the whole plane in two different languages.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's arguing in English and in Spanish, I'm assuming. Nice. I don't speak Spanish, but she's holding her own.
I almost would rather have her as a representative in Hartford than these other people who tell you one thing and do another.
Right.
She's at least telling you to your face, I don't give an F.
Yes.
There are children here. I don't give an F.
She don't. She gave a P instead.
This is a person who's probably always honest.
Yeah. This is a terrible thing that she's done. She deserves all of the trouble that's coming her way. She deserves it. However.
But.
She's one of those people. If she's on your side, you get to just sit back with your arms crossed.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She's venue to the
You death. Put this person on the phone to cable, you don't have to do a thing.
Oh, I need her.
Problem solved.
I need her for my cable bill.
Nice.
Problem solved.
That's what she's paroled you're in.
She just keeps yelling, I don't give an F.
And she doesn't. And she doesn't.
No, she does not.
That guy will be peeing.
Right.
The cable guy on the phone will be peeing.
Yep. Wow.
Did we get past the kid that was like, mommy?
There's kids everywhere. There's kids. There's yelling. There's cursing.
There's
people in the aisle.
Yeah, that was chaos.
And she's strutting back and forth in the aisle trying to fight with everybody at the same time. Oh, yeah. She's not like
it's a wrestling event.
She's walking to the front of the plane to fight with the flight attendant. She's walking to the middle of the plane to fight with the people who are yelling in the back of the plane.
The pilot's standing.
She's walking back to the front to argue with people who've been sitting around
her. Who wants some?
Yeah.
Right. Where's the air marshal?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, remember that they were putting air marshals on the plane? This is where you need an air marshal.
Yeah, even
with a taser.
This. Right. Even Chuck Norris left.
Maybe some rubber gloves.
Chuck Norris is like, just sit here.
Choose your battles.
It's not my problem.
This is like a Royal Rumble, and she's taken on like 15, 30 other people, and she's like, I don't care. I'm not leaving the ring. This is my territory.
Yeah.
She
marked the territory.
I've marked it.
Okay, I don't give up. Okay. It's so deep.
If anything, what I've learned is just it's a no for me forever for Frontier. Like, it's just never a good story.
No.
It's never once like, oh, you know what? Everyone was very nice.
Yeah.
Everyone followed what the directions were.
It is the wild, wild west of airlines.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's Frontier.
Yeah. That's true. It's the wild.
They're telling you.
They should just stick the word wild in front of it.
Yeah.
They got it covered.
They're telling you.
Right now, though, I'm very excited to talk to this person. She was in that humongous church in New London when it collapsed a week ago. She walked out without a scratch. I call her the miracle church lady.
Seriously.
Teresa Times on the phone. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tell us what happened. What time of day was it? Where were you? What did you hear?
So, you know, thank you guys for having me on. I was in my office, which is attached to the back of the church. So I'm sure people have seen lots of pictures online. If you've seen the blue wall where it's kind of like open, my office, we have a basement in between there, and then my office is on the other side of the wall. So less than 50 feet.
Wow.
Damn.
exactly. But for me, it was a normal Thursday afternoon. I was in my office doing the bank deposit, and you know, a lot of people have asked, you know, was there an explosion? Did you hear anything? I didn't hear anything. Yes, my hearing is great.
That's wild.
for me, it sounded like the best way to describe it for me is that, you know, we're in Connecticut. It snows. I'm originally from the South.
Right.
And so when I first got here, I didn't know that snow, like, stayed on the roofs. And so for me, the way it sounded was that it sounded like when it's when we have a heavy snowfall, and then the next day the sun's out and the snow, the sheet of snow falls off the roof.
Right, right. Yep,
that's,
yep.
That's all I heard. I just heard whoosh. And I was like, oh, well, sounds like there's a big windstorm. It was just the wind. It was the wind to me.
That's miraculous.
I did not.
Can't even imagine.
Isn't yeah. that something?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
when
I
you,
did not.
The amount of so stone, I, the giant stones and that roof structure.
All the wood.
That's really something.
Yeah.
So it happened so fast.
Correct.
It just made a whoosh.
Just made a whoosh. Whoosh. I didn't even go outside my office because of the whoosh. Because I was like, oh, it's just wind because we kind of get them where we're located. You yeah. have a little windstorm. It's nothing new. We're close to the pier, all the things. So it was, I went outside my office because there were people outside the office making a commotion. And I was like, why are all these people outside? So I go outside my office and I see the people and they're screaming and they're yelling. And oh,
when you
my
go
God,
outside your
building.
Office, are you walking to the outside or are you walking to inside the church?
What I'm was outside the church? The church.
Outside.
I'm outside
okay.
the church.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm outside the church and because I'm like, why are everyone's outside making a commotion? And so they were like, oh, the building's falling down. And I was like, guys, the building's not falling down. There were some tiles on the ground, some roof tiles, and there was like maybe two planks of wood. And that was on the side that I could see. That was the part that was still intact. You yeah. can't see the front of the church. So again, in my head, I said, oh, I got a big hole. Let me go inside and see how big the hole is. And I thought everyone was being dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's amazing.
I'll take care of this. Whoa.
Exactly. So I turned around and I went back into my office.
Wow.
I know. And so then I was like, let me go check the sanctuary. Again, I thought, ooh, I got a hole. I'm going to have to call some guys to come put up a blue tarp because I'm still having church on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just a hole. And then
right,
I walked
so was,
back
has this been routine, though? Teresa, have you had holes in the roof? Have you had?
No.
No problems like that?
No, okay. No problem.
No leaking?
Right.
Nothing?
No problems. Yes. So it was, again, it was a normal Thursday afternoon for me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bigger tarp.
It's, how many minutes have gone by at this point from the time you heard the whoosh to get you to walk outside, to look and think you had a hole in the roof, to walk back inside? This sounds like it's like 5 minutes. But yeah. this
minutes.
Whole
it's minutes.
Church collapsed.
Right.
And you're still walking around like, yeah, I'm going to have to call someone to fix that roof.
Exactly. Everything's good. We're cool.
Wow. That's wild.
That's bizarre.
Yes. I mean, and I went and I opened the sanctuary door and I was like, oh, okay. So this is bigger than the hole that I was thinking was there.
I'm gonna call several people
like,
now.
Oh.
You know,
yeah, I need a bigger tarp here.
You're going to need a bigger tarp.
Yes.
But even in that moment, I still didn't know that the tower had fallen. I still didn't know the steeple had fallen because I was still at the back of the church.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, again, still assessing things. I was like, the stage is still intact. I was like, okay. I mean, I'm a little dramatic at times, but I'm more like, okay, I'm processing. Let's process this. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to figure this out, but okay, here we go. Okay. And so I was like, well, let me check the side yard because our building is connected to our lawn is connected to the main wiring building of Conn College. And so, again, because I still didn't know how bad it was. And so I go out the side yard door and I look and I go, oh. And then all the kids are standing on the balcony over there looking at me and I'm looking at them. And I was like, oh. So then I go back into my office and then I walk out. A second time, I know. I
got to tell you something. Once I saw that, so we're talking to Teresa. She was in the one person in the church that collapsed in New London last week.
Yeah.
Once I saw that the whole front fell, I would not have walked back into the building.
No,
so that took some bravery.
The guts.
Definitely.
You know, I was still like, ooh, I got to get my building fixed. And I know that the Lord loves me and I am well protected. And at this point, I'm like, well, I have survived thus far. I don't think anything else is going to happen.
I wouldn't push
maybe
it.
Maybe not the smartest. I figure he really loves me. And I like to say I'm the favorite right now.
I'd say.
I think you could say that.
I'd say that,
I think
yeah.
you could make a case for
you,
that.
You could, like the whole front of the building, yeah.
You know, so yes, that is literally what happened. And I got out of the building because the second time I went back to, through my office, because at this point I was like, oh, well, let me go look at the front of the building, because I'm like, obviously this is more than I thought had happened. And by that point, the fire department is here, and then the fire guys are yelling at me, get out of the building, get out of the building. And I was like, okay. And so then I am a woman, and I had to go back in my office. Okay, so yes, third time, back into my office. I had to get my purse.
Of course.
Got to get the purse.
So, of course. Had to get the purse, had to get my church phone, had to get my phone. And I was like, okay. And then I just walked out of the fellowship hall, and I was just like, not how I thought I was going to spend my Thursday afternoon.
Right. It's really amazing when you see the amount of, I don't even know how many tons of stone.
Couldn't imagine.
Just collapsed. It didn't spill out into the street. No one was injured in any way.
You weren't injured?
Barely disrupted her day.
Yeah.
And all you heard was
a
whoosh.
I broke a nail.
Yeah, right.
You broke a nail.
Oh.
I broke a nail.
Was that grabbing your purse or was, how did you break a nail?
She bit it.
I think I might have been rushing at that point. I was like, okay, I'm coming. Right. And I was like, oh, but yes.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Now, in hindsight, you know, because I've been in old structures and I hear, you know, what sounds like settling or creaking or whatever.
Yeah.
In hindsight, have you ever been in a service or been in the church and heard like creaking or something that now when you think back on
makes
it, it's
sense.
Like maybe the building was starting to show some age?
No, sir.
No.
All the doors closed properly?
All the doors closed properly. I've been all over the building. I've been upstairs where, you know, we had the bell tower, all of that. I mean, if you've seen photos of me, this is not self-deprecation. I'm a little chunky. So I've been all over the building. And if it doesn't creak when I'm walking around.
Gotcha. You're the test. Gotcha.
And then it was fine.
Right.
Right.
When I saw the aftermath, the pictures of the aftermath, the church collapse, and then I saw whatever ring camera, whatever footage it was of the tower going over.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one went first? Did the tower go first?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah,
it's just sort of whoosh.
I was wondering if you saw any.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering what went first.
Yeah,
have they figured it out? Are there any theories? No, sir.
No. Honestly, the fire department and the engineers, they've all done a great job and they're doing all of those things. And again, this is a big issue. But for me, also, my also side job here at Engage in Heaven is I'm the breakfast coordinator. So I've like not even focused on the building. I'm like, I still have to feed my people breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we asked Teresa to come on at 7 and she said, nope.
Yeah.
I'm serving breakfast.
Exactly. See?
How many people do you serve breakfast to each morning?
So it fluctuates. So we can serve anywhere from about 65 to 80. Right now they are still, as we are displaced, they're a bit displaced. You know, we had a system and a process and they were very comfortable.
Where are they normally? Are they around the church, front of the church, back of the church when you're serving breakfast?
So the building that's still currently on our property right now, that is where we serve breakfast. We actually allow them to come inside, and we serve them a full hot breakfast Monday through Friday.
Nice.
So 80 people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another. Yeah. And how many people are usually in the church on a Sunday for services?
On Sunday, we will probably, between the two churches, we could have anywhere from about 130 to 200 people.
It's just amazing to me. It's really amazing to me that no one was in the building. No one was out front. The building didn't spill out into the street.
It waited.
It is miraculous.
It's miraculous.
It waited.
Yes.
Yep. It's fine. Some lady walked through it. It's good.
Where can we, we'll link up to wherever if people are listening and they want to help with donations or whatever. Where can we go to help?
So we do have a GoFundMe for the church. We have a link for that, if they want to donate towards the rebuilding and all of that process. If they want to send us a check, they can send a check to Engaging Heaven. They would make it out to Engaging Heaven if they want it for breakfast. The breakfast program, just put breakfast in the memo, and they can send it to our P.O. Box. That's going to be P.O. Box 187, That's New London, Connecticut, 06320.
Got it. We'll put that up on the website. Thank you for coming on, and wow, what a story.
I'm glad you're okay.
And she's so determined.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
She's more concerned about her people.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa. All right, Will Shed Hagel, see his shadow. We're going live right now to the shed in Shelton with Ruth and Vince. Hey, Ruth.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is Ruth. I'm out of the booth, and I am at the shed. And we have an audience here today all waiting to see if Shed Hagel will finish that. And we have an audience, and they are drinking Twisted Teas, and they are just ready.
Twisted Teas! Yeah. That's fantastic. This is going to become a thing. You see this now? There's 5 to 10 people in that yard.
Yep.
Next year, it'll be 30. The year after that, it'll be 1,000. We're taking over the Pennsylvania thing right now.
Police do traffic.
This is year one.
Yep.
Okay. So, Ruth?
All right. I'm here.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. You're setting us up. So
okay,
you described the scene?
Are we ready? We're going to introduce? Ready?
Okay, sounds like Ruth is done setting up the scene for us.
Right. Ruth, I twisted teas.
Twisted teas are flowing. She's pretty much described the scene. She's standing outside the shed. There's multiple
people. It's a large gray shed.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Let's turn it over to Vince.
All right. Yes, we are here in front of the gray shed. Hear ye, hear ye. On this, the second day of February in the year of our Lord 2024, the state of Connecticut and the world at large anticipate the professional prognostication from our furry friend. As the sun rises over the sheds of Shelton, it is now time to awake our shed hog from his yearly slumber, because Punxsutawney Phil has no jurisdiction here, and Chuckles the Groundhog does not speak for the tribe. Chaz and AJ scoured the wilds of southern Connecticut for their rodent representative, a meteorological master able to decipher the toughest weather conundrums. Their search led us here to the sights and sounds of scenic Shelton, Connecticut. In just a moment, we find out if it's an early spring or another 6 long weeks of winter. What will it be? It's time to hear from the hog's mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, Al the Shelton Shed Hog!
Hi, Ruth.
Nah! There he is!
Come on out! Get out! Get out! Get out, everybody! You can hold your phone!
First, I loved that he couldn't get out.
He was having a little trouble. But we're on the step. We're under an awning, so we're going to have him take a step off onto the lawn, and he will make his official prognostication. Go ahead, Al.
All right.
Well,
I see no shadow.
We see no shadow.
Hi, Ruth. I see no shadow, so I would think that early spring.
All right. The prognostication from Al, is that how it goes? Is that the way, is the longer winter? If you still, okay, I think it's
shorter winter.
That's one hairy shed hog right there.
Like a roster.
Living in that shed for quite some time.
You want to get a haircut there, Groundy.
All right, Ruth, you want to... Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth's going to take a tour.
Okay, Ruth can talk to Al.
Yeah, got it.
Oops.
Still there?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, Al, it's nice to finally meet you in person.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I love your hat. I hope that's not a real raccoon, though. Is that a real raccoon?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's moving, but we're just going to ignore that right
now. I think so. It's out in the street.
You want to show me what's inside the shed?
Not much to see.
Okay. Well, before we even get to the shed, hold on. I see 1, 2, 3 coolers. Can we take a peek in the coolers? There's no heads in there, anything. Okay.
The rest of the raccoon is in there.
It's good to ask that, yeah.
The part that's not on his head.
Exactly.
In there.
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, top five.
So in life, you're told a lot of lies, and if you are told them enough, you really start to believe them. So today...
It's called gaslighting.
It is. So today are the five life lies that I believed in far too long, till sort of modern times. Things I was told as a kid, and as the years have gone on, I finally figured out, like, oh, this is not... These aren't facts. Okay, so number five, don't swim after you eat. I swear, I thought this till I was 35.
Yeah.
Like, this is one that I really believe.
Wait a minute, that's not true?
Not true.
Wouldn't even shower after.
So I researched all these yesterday to make sure they're not true. This is not true. So pool parties, beaches, lakes,
you
after
don't
we...
cramp up and drown?
It's fake. After you have lunch, I was always told, like, don't get in. My parents were, like, nutty about it. The kids would go swim, and
yeah,
they'd be like,
no.
Yeah,
you have to wait a half an hour.
Right. Half an hour was what, and they would watch, I mean, they're, you know, you've met me. Like, imagine what they're like.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, watched the clock, and then at the 30-minute mark, they were like, all right, Keith, you can go swim.
Right.
But it is not true. You don't have to sit. You don't have to wait. You can have a giant calzone and go swim. It's fine. I don't know what sort of beach party
has a calzone. If you dispute any of these
calzone facts,
feel free to call in.
Yeah.
No, this is real. This isn't, it's not.
This
it's
is on Snopes.
True.
Snopes has debunked this.
Yeah, it is completely false. So all those years, all that beach and pool time.
Dispute any of these facts. Feel free to
if you eat a calzone before you swim, there's going to be a lot of bubbles in the pool.
But all that beach and
that's
pool
like
time.
That's like a bowling ball.
Missed.
Right.
Boom. Think about it. Like, wasted hours of my youth sitting there, like, with my parents while all my buddies swim. It's not right.
Wow.
Do we know where that came from?
According to Snopes, it appeared in one of the original handbooks for the Boy Scouts, Scouting for Boys, published in 1908.
Scouting for Boys.
That's a bad title.
Terrible title.
Are you sure? Terrible title, but I guess we should have seen that one coming.
Don't folks get arrested for that?
Right, are you on the right website?
Seriously.
This is Snopes.com.
Okay. All right, so number four. You have to wait 24 hours before you report a missing person. Not true.
Really?
You've heard this. So, like, Johnny's been missing for 15 hours. Oh, well, we have to wait. Not enough. Not true. If you are worried about someone, you're supposed to call the police and tell them what's up. And then the police will determine what you should do. Now, you shouldn't be a nut and be like, well, Susie usually texts back and has a text back, call the police. No. But if it's a certain amount of time and you can't find the person, you can call the police. It is not a 24-hour rule, which we've been told forever.
That's TV nonsense.
Right. So if little Johnny is missing and you're worried, but it's only been 23 hours, you can still call the police.
They're missing. What about if it's been 3 hours?
Right.
Yeah,
I think it's a yeah.
Are you nervous? Like they've been gone for 3 hours and it's weird. That's when you can call the police. This was a big one because I definitely thought it was 24 hours, and I definitely said to my children, like, if you're missing, you got to wait it out.
Right,
like,
right.
For 24 hours.
Try to keep breathing in the back of that van,
right,
as long as you can.
Do whatever you can. Just remember the time you got kidnapped, because 24 hours later, you might hear the police.
I am missing 20 years.
Okay. Number three, you only use 10% of your brain. Do you know how many times I've said or people have said?
Yes, I've heard that.
Maybe if you've used the other 90%, you'd be good at math. Or in my case, like, not using GPS to get to places.
Okay.
But it is not true. Your brain works at full capacity to keep you alive. Every part of your brain is working right now.
Yeah.
So there's the 10% that's doing these bits or whatever, but right, the other 90% is, like, making your heart run. And
running
all
in the background.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
So it's not just, like, man.
Are you sure that's true with everyone?
All of the present company excluded.
Why are you looking at me?
So it's always working, though. So everybody kept saying if we could use more of our brain, we could invent more things. Nope. It's working. It's doing things.
So there's not 90% of a reservoir untapped right, power.
Wow. Just left back there.
I had all this hope that someday that would kick in. This is it.
Right. This is it.
I got everything I'm getting.
Nobel Peace Prize at 70.
This is as smart as you're going to get. It's not going to get better than right now.
Yeah. Oh, not good.
That was a nice run.
Number two. Gum stays in your stomach for 7 years.
This one I believed also.
I love gum. I chew gum all the time. I've certainly swallowed it.
Right.
I've actually mastered the art of sleeping with gum in my mouth.
Ugh.
Yeah, I really can do it. Like, ugh. I do it on planes. I tuck it sort of in the... It's a story for another time. But I can
Why
do
wouldn't
it.
You just swallow it? Why would you tuck it back there?
To bring it back after I wake up from my little nap. Yeah.
There can't be anything left.
It's a money saver.
You only had one piece of gum?
It's like loud budgeting. I move the
How
gum
expensive
back
is gum?
you save that one penny.
These packs are $4 now.
They ain't cheap.
So that $5 coffee.
Right. It's expensive.
Right.
But it does not stay in your stomach for 7 years. Yes, it takes a bit longer than most food to digest, but there isn't a big pile of gum in your intestine.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, especially you that have all the intestine problems.
Thank you,
like, there is not like
it's from the gum.
Right. Actually, the gum might be sticking things together. It might be working in your favor.
Delicious, yes.
So in my head as a kid, when they say, like, throw out your gum, you know, don't swallow your gum, that it just lives there in like a junk pile, but it doesn't. It does get through you. Right. So that's big news.
Does it take longer?
It takes 3 days longer, according to the internet research
I've done. 3 days longer.
I am not a doctor, but that is what the internet has said.
Right. Huh.
Phil?
I don't know. Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, Wrigley's poop.
Okay, number one.
I am also not a doctor.
Well, in my head, you're the one who knows things. You're using all of your brain.
Please don't do that.
Manifest things and they will come true. This is the most false. This is a lie propagated by Oprah and the book The Secret, which became a huge bestseller. The idea being you write stuff down, you tape notes over your house that says the things you want to be or you want to do.
I pay the rent.
You wish out loud for things. You say your dreams out loud, blah, blah, blah. And they come true. If that was the case, I certainly wouldn't be in this dark studio with AJ. Like, something amazing would have happened to me. It is all pretend. Manifesting is false. They sell shirts at Urban Outfitters that say manifest, like, it's fake. It doesn't work. If you want to do well on the test, you got to study for the test. Wearing your manifest shirt and saying, I'm going to get an A, doesn't work. It's all bogus. Manifesting
right
is bogus. That is a life lesson.
Rig Keith's chair so it goes out window.
So remember that. So anytime you go to yoga or any of these dumb things, they're going
to
say.
Did they say not to do any of the work?
Yeah,
and it'll just arrive.
Yeah, just arrive.
Or do they say, believe that you can do it, think that you can do it, visualize that you're doing
that.
It.
But, like, what if you're like, then you half-ass it and then nothing happens and that's
so you never thought someday you'd be in radio?
No. This just happened.
Yep.
I wanted to direct movies, Chaz.
He's home.
I should be in Hollywood. I should be at the Oscars. I could have directed Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Anyone could have done that
but,
one.
But
what would your first movie be about?
You'd be of L.A.
It would have been like Clerks. That's what the movie would have been. It would have been awesome. And everybody would have talked about it. And I would have this, like, hot 27-year-old wife and a cool car. And nope, just chubby and at home. Coaching an 0-6 basketball team.
That's it. Right there.
He's mad.
Manifest my ass. I don't like it. I have to leave now.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.